Esther, a Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 6, Esther's Finest Hour. When it comes to touching the heart, few things do it as well as a song or a story. We all know occasions where the right music combined with the right lyrics wooed us or someone we know back to God. Sometimes it is a song that our mother taught us, or some moving hymn we learned years ago in church. Nostalgia serves us best when it's a magnet, drawing our heart back to God. A story will do the same, softening the soil of our souls. When you have the right characters who carry out life's issues in a plot that is mixed with adventure and surprise and some humor, along with purpose and an ultimate moral, there's something about the story that sweeps us into a right state of mind. Esther is just such a story. It has adventure and suspense, mixed with enough courage and hope, plus a touch of humor, and certainly a twist of surprise. What a great film or play Esther would make. Can't you just hear the words of Mordecai ringing with passion as he says, "If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this?" And then, with incredible courage, Esther herself replies, "Go and assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, day or night. I and my maidens will also fast in the same way. And thus I will go to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." I can hear the applause as the curtain closes on this act with this grand speech that prepares our leading lady to take her place in history. It reminds me of something C.S. Lewis said about the importance of being loyal to a cause that is greater than ourselves. He likened that quality to a person's chest. What we need are people with chests. The old American word for this is guts. We need people with guts who will say, "I will stand for this, and if I must die for it, then I die." It also brings to mind the immortal words of Rudyard Kipling in his poem, If. If you can keep your head when all about you are others losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but not too much, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son." I love those lines. "Stand alone," proclaims Kipling. "Be courageous, no matter what the cost." A longtime friend of mine told me with pride about his 12-year-old grandson who resigned from delivering the San Francisco Examiner. In doing so, this 12-year-old boy wrote the following letter. "The San Francisco Newspaper Agency, Agents of the San Francisco Examiner, Circulation Department, Gentlemen. I am a carrier for the San Francisco Examiner, as provided in Section 14A of the Youth Carry Delivery Contract. I am giving the newspaper agency a minimum of 30 days written notice prior to my resignation. Please note my resignation will go into effect Tuesday, with the date. I am quitting as a form of protest against the series you printed in early June entitled Gay in America, and the very unprofessional and biased manner in which you report on touchy subjects like gay liberation and abortion issues. I could not, in good conscience, comply with all the terms of my contract as stated in paragraph 3 and solicit a paper that I personally disagree with. Sincerely, And he signed it. Would you have written that letter? Would you stand alone against an entire company that stands for what you stand against? Would you have the guts to do what that 12-year-old paperboy did? I'm reminded of another person who took a stand. His name was Martin Luther, and the date was April 18, 1521, at the Diet of Worms, where he said, "Here I stand, I can do no other. God help me. Amen." The prelates of the Roman Church despised him for his staunch determination and independent spirit. They would have killed him if they could. They had to be content with excommunicating him. Nevertheless, there he stood. God helped him, and he raised the torch that lit the fires of the Protestant Reformation. Would you have done that? Would you have had that kind of guts?